Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding Yud Amud Beis. We're talking about light. Light of Naisav. And the Darash Rava. Love everybody. See where it says Mishla Yud Ches. We're in the middle of discussing light, the whole vice that happened with light, the Benais light. The Darash Rabba might exist. Och Nipsha mi Kiryas Ois. I mean, Yadin Kibriya Charmain. We have what? Someone, a brother, that was separated from his from the other ones that he was associated with. And he was locked in to the place that he was secluded himself, literally. What is that a reference to? He originally was a close brother. Then he disassociated himself, separated himself, locked in to that place that he disappeared to. Wasn't that a reference to? Och Nimsha Mikariasai is their light. Shapirish me Avram. He separated himself from Avram. Bidyanim Kibriya Charmain. Shehito Bidyanim Ben Yisraeli Amain. That he put dissension, with this, we'll call it, dissension between himself and Yisrael to Amain, like we find. Like we, as a result of what he did, Shedema, Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi Mikal Hashem. What happened? That had, as a result of light, so what happened? He had Abin and Mayev, and Darish Rava Mitevi Rav Yitzchak Vaidik Sid, Lataiva Yavakish Nifrad, Bechol Tushia Yizgala. Yizgala, Lataiva Yavakish Nifrad. For the sake of Taiva, a person separated himself from Avraham Avinu, who preferred Zeh Light Shenifrad Me Avraham. And as a result of that, what? Bechol Tushia Yizgala. What does that mean? Shenizgala Kleinai Bebeis Mati Knesias. As a result of what he did, his embarrassment, his shame, was revealed in Mati Knesias of Mati Midrashis, where we find the Stan, Amani Umawavi Asurim Israelim. As a result of what he did, he's not always, it's Aser Lava Makal. Aser Amayni Amayavi, Aser Lava Makal Hashem. Yom Narula, Tamar Zinsa Vizimri Zinna. Tamar, as we know, with Yehuda, Tamar was Mizana, and Zimri, of course, Zimri and Salut, the Abbasi of Shemit. They were both Mizana. Tamar Zinsa, what happened as a result of her? Yatsumi met Malachim and Aviyim. All right, Zimri, Zina, and as a result of him, what happened? Not the cover of Avos be Israel. It could be different great reasons. And number of Nachman is a good day, Lavera, Lishma, Bibitsa, Shalom, Lishma. Sometimes you can have a case of an Avera, and the Avera was done for the sake of Lishem Shemayim. And that is greater in certain ways than a mitzvah shalom lishma. Shedema to barak midashem yoyel eishes chever akedim midashem yoyel to barak. My minu who are the nashem? Who is that a reference to? Midashem yoyel to barak. Who is that a reference to? Who are we saying that is greater even than the nashem yoyel? Sarah Rivka Rachav Aleya. And what is it? Because what did she do? She went, she was a Melissa Sisra. But she did it for the sake of Atzolus Kal Yisrael. Edim Haver of Yudah Barav, Liyolam Yasekadim, a person of Torah of Mitzvahs, Afilu Shaloli Shma. Let him do it even Shaloli Shma. Shemitel Shaloli Shma, Bali Shma. In which case, a person, it doesn't mean, it means that what we can have over here, a person should do it, and how do you know that a person's Isaac and Torah Mitzvah, even Shalom Lishma, should be Ten Shalom Lishma, Ba Lishma. But what is that? Eimekim mitzvah, shalo lishma, like a mitzvah of shalo lishma. Not better, but what are you saying we say over here? Where we're saying in light of the way we said before, that, that gedayla of eimekim lishma, the mitzvah shalo lishma, but seems to disparage a mitzvah shalo lishma. Now we're saying what? A mitzvah shalo lishma is also has the mila that ultimately it comes to day lishma. Here Rashi comes and tells us, Tamar zitza v'niskavda l'shu mitzvah. Tamar was mechava l'shei mitzvah, Rashi says. Not, shamitzah k'day l'hamin zera, mina tzaddikim k'niksiv, k'irasa k'gomo shei l'bini. Her kavana was l'shei mitzvah. Wait. Zimri zina. And zimri zina v'niskavda l'shei mavera. So it says, "Me the ka'amar gedela avera lishma, me mitzvah." From the fact that it says that a gedela avera is greater than a mitzvah, shalo lishma, greyesahu. That's what it's all. It says, "Me the ka'amar gedela avera lishma, from a mitzvah, shalo lishma." Michlal, from there, I'm able to infer that it's greater. Michlal, the mitzvah. Shalo lishma is worse. Grey is sahi. What do you mean? It's not a good thing. What do you mean? There's a certain malice that it has. And in Le'olam, it's even there. We seem to applaud even a mitzvah shalo lishma. And where do we know it from? We learn because shafila shalo lishma, bal lishma, as we know. We get it from Balak, from the Karbonis that he got. And then that thing about it says Eilu Chanami, but it means kmitzvah shalo lishma. It means that it's like a mitzvah of shalo lishma. Even there, it's like the mitzvah, as great as it is. It's great as it is, but a mitzvah where he does a mitzvah where it started avera. I mean, it does an avera, which is not lishma, as great as it is. The mitzvah, which even if it's as wonderful it is. This is an Avera that's done lishma. It is on par even with that. Doesn't mean to denigrate a mitzvah shalom lishma. What?
Which was better, greater than their mitzvah shalom lishma. Y'all did was
When the Yoel, Asher Sever Arkady, was the Velas to Sisra, we're saying what he did, even there were seven Beel, Shineva, Bein Kora, Wadarshan, Bein Raglea, Kora, Nafal, Shachav. And on that, the Gemara asks, what do we call Kamisadia Be'Avera? She was Mitzhani from the Avera, and therefore, what are you giving her such applauding over here? She did such wonderful things. She had enough from the Avera. This, of course, this is going to be the whole Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam, with the Rivam in Ksuvis, and the Sanhedrin, of course, that we talk about, the Rivam Svar of Karka Olam, was she Karka Olam? She was not Karka Olam. That's a machlokes really in the places and also where we have what exactly she was and what the din of, was there a din of Yehoram Vayavar by her? And according to the way Rabbeinu Tam learns, Luzabi Yisakum, Zir Mesusum, Zir Masum, you don't have that. And according to the way, if you hold like the sheet of the Rivam, the only heter would be Karka Olam. And therefore, so... They're asking over here that it was assuming that she's the one that instigated it. It was not Karka Olam, in which case there should be a Yehoram Vayavar. What exactly is what's going on here? And so that's what the Taisus in Nozir, Taisus in Zubis, and different places deal of here what she was or what she did.
What there did Tamar do?
Pardon me?
What there did Tamar do?
Tamar.
Yeah.
Well, she was a Baskayan. Remember, she was a Baskayan. We assume that way. But daughter Bita Shalshem. And,
But she was
Yeah, so it does. Yeah, it's not really evil. Yeah. That was the, assuming that she was kooka. Well, again. Assuming that she was kooka to a yibum. Let's think it as that. So it doesn't, that's a call for a chiyamisa. But it doesn't call for a chiyamisa, but Afopikain, it was a subnation, sorry. There was such a thing that it's going to be a chiv, straight for Al-Tabaskayim. They didn't know. They thought that it was from somebody from the shul.
But they didn't know she was Baskayim. They thought she was just Stavis Lindner.
So
nobody there thought they were doing it
there. Yeah, Avada, these are the things we talk about, Avada, when it comes to Chumash. What's going on there? Amar Rabbi Yechon B'Shem B'Shem Yechon, Afilu Toivoson Shal Rishoyim, she was not Nanda. So when the way Tosfos learns, if she was in fact by Karka Olam, and she did what she was supposed to do, but frankly, why are you giving her such shvachav? Lamai says, Seif kol Seif. It wasn't a Vera, and she was nether from it. What are we making her, putting her on such a pedestal for? Not that she did anything wrong, or read something terrible, but Lamai says she was nether from an Avera, and why are you putting her on such a pedestal? That's how Tosfos learned it. That he says, what? The reason is, I feel like Vasil Shamashayim, the Eitzel Tzadikim, she was not Nanda. I'm Rav Yudha, I'm a Rav Leel, I'm Yasukat, I'm Tara Mitzvah, I'm Yilu Shalom Lishma, Shemitech Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma. And like we know, Lernish, Shem Yitzchar, Membeis, Karbana, Sheikri, Balak HaRasha. Balak did what? He brought the 42 Karbanas. And as a result of that, Zacha, Miyatsa, Mimenu, Rus. The Amar of Yosef of Chanina, Rus, who is Rus? Masmino, she was the daughter of the son, Shel Eglon, of Eglon Melech Mayim. Shel Eglon, Ben Mino, Shel Balak Melech Mayim. Who is Eglon? Masmino, and Enochel, Eglon, Ben Mino, the grandson of Balak Melech Mayim. And that's who Rus came. And, so therefore, what are we? What are the couple of things we see here? This is the thing that when we talk about the asking on Tarmashvilishvalishvabalishva, we learn it out from the Baisa of the Karbanis of Balak that he was Zeiche that later on he was that there was Shehikri Balak Harasha. He was Zeiche that Rus should come out. Yeah, but one thing we do see then, what's the pshat that it's not? What does it, is not the pshat, and what it means, Shemitel Shalom Lishma Balishma. It does not mean that when a person gets used to it, and he acclimates himself to doing mitzvahs, even with the wrong motives, eventually he'll grow out of it and he'll become a tzaddik. There's nothing to do with that. Because here we're talking about Balak bringing the Karbanis, and generations later he was Zeiche to Rus. It's built in. There's something innate in the midst of Shalom Lishma that has the Kayach to be mezakeh him to generations later to such a thing, to the schus of having a Rus. It's not a psychological type of svar. A person can acclimate himself. He gets used to doing something, and eventually he'll become a tzaddik, he'll do shalom lishma. Nothing to do with that. We learn it out from Balak. That's one thing. The one thing that we see from over here also. Another thing we see over here is a very big problem. Because Rus came from Eglon Melech Mayav. And Melech Mayav. He came from Elon Ben Bino Shel Balak. Balak. What was he? A Moavi or a Midyani? So that means they went and they usurped the kingdom. Which means that when we talk about Rus being a granddaughter of Eglai Melech Mamas, surely he was an Eglai, he was the king of Mayav, but he was really a Midyani, which means that she was not a Moabis. That's the whole problem. Moabim Moabayavis, this is the kasha that we deal with all the time. That we talk about Rus, we have to come on whether this is in the Moabim Moabayavis. If Rus came from Balak and Eglai, that they were themselves in the pedigree of the Yichus that they were not from Mayav. They took over the mouths of Mayav. But really, they came from Midian, like Rashi tells us in Chumash, they came from Midian and they conquered Mayav, and they ruled over Mayav. But in the Yichus, they were not Mayavim. So what does it have to do with Mayavim or Mayavim? She wasn't a Mayavis anyway. This is a big problem. This Kasha, the Marit, in Kedushin, asked the Kasha, some of the Marit. This is what we talk about, another thing that we talk about. The Gabi, what are we talking about? Pardon me?
Yeah.
Also the same type of thing, yeah. Also the same type of thing that we have by the Romans. Everybody, Ben Benoim, we talk about the Romans, they're from Esav. Yeah. They're not, Tzim Miyad Kitim. It says, what, Tzim Miyad Kitim, who does Rome come from? Sukkim Parshas Nayach, tell us. Comes from Yavon. Right? The Kuta. Kuta was came, had nothing to do with Esav. It came from Yavon. So what we, the Tzim, the Yad Kitim that we have, Tzim Yad Kitim, that it says that it came from Rome, and Rome is talking about they came from Kita, from Kuta, that's Yavon. So what are we saying? That Titus came, destroyed the base of English. Who's Titus? That bit of Eshel Esav of Russia. What's that to do with Esav? He was from Yavon. This is a big problem that we have from the Rosh Hashanah that we have in the Chazanish. Yeah. Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Yechaminai, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach, Afilu Shkar Sicha Noah. Rabbi Ben Shlom does not skip over even. He doesn't ignore even the Shkar of a Sicha Noah, a present comment. The Ilu Bechira, the oldest one of Light's daughters, the Karya Moav, who referred to her child after she was impregnated by Light, she called them Moav, which of course means Meiras. That's to be Mefarsim, that it came to my sister Rus. It has to come from Mamish, from the Maisimus Nus. It can't be any more explicit than that. Yeah. Amalei Rachmana Le Maisha. Al Totzar Es Maya Al Tiskabel Milchama. What is there? Milchama, we're not allowed to start up with war against Maya. Amar Al Tziyor Yitzharinim. But it doesn't say we're not allowed to chepa them, to be mitzire them. To go and to do things against him, like let me mitzayim him. Whereas the Ilu Tzeira, the Kaya Ben Ami, it's a more veiled reference. It's a more veiled reference. Over there, it says, "What do we do when it comes to Ami?" Omar Lei Al Tetzurei Al Tiska. The relationship that we're having that. Commanded on, and not even to chepa them. That's a schar because of the fact that she didn't use the term my of, but of a more veiled reference of Ben Ami. That's the calling him my of. You know, we're talking about it's an incestuous relationship. Actually, it's a mimic farsim, Ladiri Diris. What's he called? It's called Ben Ami. Everybody has to know, everybody refers to that people, because from Mayim, he's a, maybe you're telling me, he's a product of incest. Over there, so the Ben Shlom is there, takes that into consideration, and what our Yachas is. Amar Chiyim Arav, and Amar Mishu Ben Karchel, the Yolom, Yadim Adam Lidvar Mitzvah, she'd go and hop a ride to be a Mizaris, Zriza Magdimen, she never, like we find, Shalom, Shabbischa, Laila, Achas. Shakadba, Bchera, Letzir, Zachra, Shiva, Zaycha, Mayav, Vekadmasa, Abedairis, Lamalchus. The Malchus that came, Yidden, that were, came from Mayav, the four generations before the first Amini came to marry into Klal Yisrael. Who was the first Amini that came? Amidus. When Shlaima Amalek came. And he had Rechavam. After Shlaima, there was Rechavam. And there, so there, I've had four Dairis before that was really, Oibed. What we had. So therefore, they were there four generations at the Klal Yisrael earlier than the Amidim. My the right generation, four generations before. Yeah. Talking about it, may Am Ha'aretz now. May Am Ha'aretz that we bring from Karbonis. Says you bring a Chatas. May Am Ha'aretz Prat La Moshiach. May Am Ha'aretz Prat La Nasi. Now it tells us what Am Ha'aretz do. Exclusion of the Moshiach. Who does the Moshiach bring? What does the Moshiach bring? It's a power to be been happy for the land. Person by this time doesn't know that the Moshiach brings the power. He's not paying attention. What? Power kind of Moshiach, right? It's power of Dover, yeah. Yeah, but power God like the Amorites also Prat the Nasi. What does the Nasi bring? He brings a Sayyid. Look, Kamar Yotsu Moshiach Lidain, the power. Nasi Lidam is Sayyid. Well, what's the point of this? We have a parsha, Kaikma Moshiach. We have a parsha of Messiah and Nasi. So what are you coming? What are you using this? What does this add over what we did not know now, until now? This drusha. The Nasi, my Lord, Kvar Yotsu, Mashiach, lead him to power, Nasi, lead him to Messiah, Shiyachah, I might have thought. Mashiach, this is a critical din that we've been referring to. Which was really, we assumed was axiomatic in the last several blot that I said we would come to the, where we know it from, the Feresh. And this is where we know it from. Very, very Yisraelistic in Russia that really acted out for all the blatter that we had until now. We have what? Prophet of Amalek, Mayotza, Mashiach, Lidai, Bepar, Nasi, Lidai, Mitzah, Shiachal. Mashiach, Alhalam Dabar, Im Shigigas, Maisa, Avada, Navy Par. Avada, he brings a par, Kaida Mashiach. When? When there's the Shigigas, Maisa, together with the Halam Dabar. What about a Shigigas, Maisa, the Chudei? Maybe he doesn't qualify for that. Maybe he only did a regular Shigigas, Maisa, like he brought, he made a mistake, he ate Chalif. Stop, like everybody else. Maybe in that case, maybe Kisbo Sira. Like a regular person, regular Yachim. How do you know that the whole thing only applies from Makam where he's a Helam Dover together with the Shiga Spicer that he brings apart? I mean, if he does a regular Shiga Spicer, he's not high of anything. So everybody has to know, we have to know over here this. This is a Makam, like we've been saying all along. A regular Chayim Chatos. No. That everybody else is Chayim, Chayim HaMashiach, the Chayim HaRuah. Me'am Ha'aretz, so what about by a Nasi? Me'am Ha'aretz, Prat L'Nasi. Teina, Me'am Ha'aretz is also Prat L'Nasi. Also to the exclusive task of Eitan Gemara, what do you mean? Teina HaMashiach, El Ha'Nasi, Vishinga S'maisa, Huda Maisi. Oh, something about it. Yeah, wait a minute. It's very nice. That's a good Russia. That would make sense. Hey, Konami. By Chayla Mashiach, he teaches us that. But what happens by a Nasi? A Nasi is no din of Helm Dover. What happens by a regular Nasi? There's no din of Dom Sakan also. The Hadid of Shigas Maisa. So what's the Chiddush of the Yam Ha'ar? It's Prat La Nasi. What's the Chiddush of that? Harav Sim Nishrei the Rav, Hachamai Eskeden. What we're talking about is, that he became a melech. Maybe it brings a kisbah or a sira. Now, of course, does this make sense or not? What? That's very talit by Kavod Reb Shimon. The Tanakama holds that it's only the Shingas Baisa that's Mechayev. And Reb Shimon holds, you have to have the idea that's a chelik of it. Now, what would it be telling us? Hanicha, the Reb Shimon. All right, the din is not going to be like that. The also basai idea. All right, the idea came when he was a melech after the midui, and therefore you're going to be putter. The rabbanan, the also basar cheta. But according to the rabbanan, you go basar the maisa avera. The maisa avera is when he was a hadyan. And what do you taka bring? You bring taka kisbar asira. Michael the baby. Ella Omar Ramsvin Mishmeda Rava. Nochabayaskinan Dansha Ochal Khatsi Zayas Khalev Kishahu Hegit Benismana Ishlibo. And then afterwards he was Mashlim. And he ate the second half after he became a king. Yahakah Naidalo. And then it was Naidalo. What would you have thought? So the night of Chabinah, it's Tarif. Maybe you'll be even Simon Isaac, he's for a Sira. Mashmah, you did. It's not going to be enough to Mechayev him a Sawyer, but maybe it's Mashmah the Avera that he should bring at least what a commoner brings, a Kisba Sira.
He doesn't bring anything?
No, but it was one helm. With what Rathach? With one helm, of course. Yeah, I shouldn't have said, of course. What is the difference? You have to make a hellum between, there's a hellum between, Chatzis Ayis and a Kisayis. That's totally in the Gemara's and Shabbos. I mean, whether or not, Yeshidil Chatzis Shir or not, I mean, the idea is Mafsik or not. Bobby Ne Rother Me Rav Nachman. Nisius. Mahu Shetapsik. This will be a similar case, not the same case. This case, over there, it's not going to be mitzdarif. It's not work because it's like they're different chiyuvim for each half, and they can't be mitzdarif together to be mechayev a kisba or a sira. Avo, but what about this case? It's the one that we're talking about now. Avo l'hacha, the eni v'eni, kishahu hegit, achlai. Let's say we're talking about a case. He ate a chatzi zayis as a hegit, and in the middle he became the smada, and then they made him ice king. And then he became, then he ate after that. He went and he ate the second Chatzis Zayis. Mitzdarif, no Dilma, or maybe a Melma Loishna, maybe it doesn't, maybe it's going to be the same thing. Is it Mafsik or is it Mafsik? Bye. Tishin Levi Hadi Amarulam Rab Yechanan. Maybe it's the same thing as this. Acham Chaylev, the Hefresh Carbon. What about this? He ate Chaylev, he was Mafresh Carbon, the Haymel. And then he disqualified himself from bringing a carbon. He became a mummer. And then he was chaser from his being a mummer. But what happened? It was nitcha already. The carbon he was there. Once he became a mummer, he was ice right to become a carbon, to bring the carbon. He couldn't bring it anymore. Then he did tshuva. Now what happened over here? Should be the same thing, yeah. Hachi ashta. Mumar la barasi karbenu. Is that the same thing as us? Or maybe not. Over there, the mumar is not a bar of achi to bring a carbon. The Torah will disqualify him from bringing a carbon. There. He's not bar carbon who here. Hi, bar carbon. I'll see a carbon who. The question is only what carbon he brings. This is what to add this also over here. The half of what? Remember, we're talking over here. When he's eating a chatzizayis, and then he's going to be mashlam another chatzizayis, he has to eat a techachilus pras. Let's see. We said about four or five shitas. So what it means techachilus pras? The mice, flagayim, kipper. But of course, all kinds of areas that we have. 2 minutes, 9 minutes, we have all kinds of shittas that we have. Shita of the Chassab Sefer. What? Sefer of the Chassab Sefer, the Chava shittas that we have. But in order to be Chayav Achatas, you have to eat it. You have to eat a Kizayas, but it's not enough to eat a Kizayas. You have to eat the Kizayas Techachidus Pras. So look what's talking over here. He ate a Chazizayas, as I had yet. Then he became a king. They were among him, whatever. He ate a chatzizayis, and then he became a king, and then he became ice king, and he was mashal of the chatzizayis, and then he was mashal of the chatzizayis. All within 9 minutes. If you hold 9 minutes, let's say it's 2 minutes. Pardon me? That's not clear what it means over here. It's totally theoretical that we're talking over here. Huh? But the thing over here, you can't be a chayim of praying in Gezai, it has to be a techilus pras. So what are we talking about? You compare it to the case where he's mapper shachatas and then Haver does so. What happened over here?
Yeah.
That's a very mud the thing. Hopefully it has to be totally theoretical what it's talking about over here. What?
It's a riot.
No, but if you take even the most cool of the kashita, 9. If you have a remember, it's a cool out of chumra. It's a cool out of chumra. You don't know what it is. Yom Kippur, it's a chumra. Chumra, it's a chumra. Because you would have to wait in Yom Kippur, the people who have to eat. You would have to wait to eat or drink. You have to wait after 9 minutes. If you hold that, it's 2 minutes. So you wait 2 minutes. It's a lot easier to wait just for 2 minutes as opposed to waiting for 9 minutes. So there in Yom Kippur, it comes out of Chumrah 9 minutes. Otherwise, the Kula. Bavidei Rav Zeira Rav Sheshes. Achal Safek Chaylev Kishehu Egyet. Now, see this type of Shaila that we have. He ate a Safek Chaylev. He eats Safek Chaylev. It's Mechayev what? Mechayev and Hashem Tolu. Achal Safek Chaylev Kishehu Egyet. Ben Ismada. And then he became a Melech. And then he became aware that he was chayav for that. Now, I'll leave it to Rabbanan to say basar chata. Like the Rabbanan, they go basar, not the idea, but they go basar the baisa achet. That's the boy, love the baisa Hashem Toli. Avadi brings it Hashem Toli. When did he become aware of it? When he became a king. But so what? When he was a cop, when he was a head yet, he's chayav to bring it Hashem Toli. El kiti bayalach alimid reb shemit. Bin the mishtane levadai. Mishtane lesafik. If we know that when it comes to a vadai carbon, vadai osha, vadai chatos, over there, if things are different according to him, because that's the din of a yediyah according to him. Person he ate chaylev, and he became aware that he ate chaylev after he became a king. According to him, according to Reb Shimon, he does not bring a chatos. He doesn't bring the chatos. Can't bring the chatos because the idea is coming at a time, but he's not ready to bring the kisbar asira. And therefore he does not bring anything. Masha, therefore he doesn't bring anything. That then is by a regular chatos, a chatos vada. What happens by Yerushim Tolui? Do we say that by Yerushim Tolui it's also going to be Tolui what the din is by a vada chatos? Don't deal with it. You study the vada, you study carbon the day. Maybe you'll say the low is study carbon the day. Maybe it's not a study the carbon. After all, it's not a vada chatos. I see Hashem Talui. So maybe he should bring in Hashem Talui. Shall we say because, yeah, Shai Fal Sai? Not Nebuchadnezzar, that's what he meant. Nebuchadnezzar, that's going to be by Avodah Zarah, that he brings a Seira. You're going by where? By a Nasi?
What's the source he brings
in? That's it. The Nebuchadnezzar that's talking over there brings a Seira. Everybody's the same. Where it's a Yachid. The only exception by Avodah Zarah is only by a Tzibur. Whether you're talking about a commoner, whether you're talking about a Melech, whether you're talking about a Mashiach, none of these make things make a difference in Avodah Zarah. You always bring by Avodah Zarah a Seira. Nobody's bringing any par. Unless it's a tzibur, apparently I'm sorry, lechatos.
What's the source he brings in Hashem Talui?
He brings that Mismayit. Is that why he's going to bring in Hashem Talui?
But Mashiach.
He brings in Hashem Talui. Kaid Amos.
Mashiach.
I mean that Abela. We're talking Abela.
Only by Mashiach. What can we get by Mashiach?
Yeah, because by Abela Mashiach, because he doesn't bring it. Mashiach has Maisa. He has to bring it. He brings it only. Because of a Helam Dover. And that's not going to be Machayev. Because it's not the regular Shigya Spice. Take it. We don't know. And therefore over here, Avalagado, Yishtani Karmati Day, Ema Lysi Hashem Tali, maybe you should. Take it. We don't know. Maybe you should make a difference. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Let her up on it. If you can't, you can't. It'll be Chulam Bazara. Yeah. Maybe it would be Chulam Bazara. So you can't do it. Again, Prat Lamumer. He cannot bring the Chatos. Rav Shimon Yosi Oyma Mishum Rav Shimon. Shelose Yoseda Mishkoga V'yoshem. What we learn out from here is Hashem B'diyoso Maybe Korban Al Shigigoso. Loi Shem B'diyoso Eino Maybe Korban Al Shigigoso. Like we had the Gemara before. Then a Shabbi Diyaso, we have it, the Din of Shabbi Diyaso over here, on that base of an Aleph, we had it. The only time you bring a carbon, Chatos, it's only where you, when you made it a mistake, you ate it, and had you been made aware of it, had you been informed when you were doing the Avera, that it's an Avera, you would have refrained from doing it. I don't know, let's say, be Mevashel on Shabbos, that it's a Malacha. But if somebody told me, when I was cooking on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, I would have stopped in my tracks. I wouldn't have done it. Therefore, when I become aware that I did it, I'm Chayav Achatos. But had I not refrained from doing it, if I was informed that that's a problem, I would have done it anyway, then I can't bring a chatas. Now, if a person is a mummer, but we have that too, it's also, so he doesn't care. If he doesn't care, so then what's the difference whether you make the drasha that a mummer does not bring a chatas, or the din of Shabbi Diyasa? Shabbi Vikarben, my main ayam rabba, mummer lecho chaylev. He's a mummer only to eat chaylev. He doesn't care that he's eating chaylev. He would never eat dam. But he was there. Who may be korban al hadam, he can be nayim. Mar sabar, came to the mummer lechol chaylev. Ladam nami have a mummer. If he's a mummer for chaylev, he's a mummer for dam too. This is what Dhammer holds. Who mar sabar, ladam be a shofi diyosahu. At least the Dab, for Dab, he would have refrained from doing it. Had he been informed by Dab that he is doing an Aveir of Achilus Dab, he would have refrained from doing that. Not Chaylev, but Dab, yeah. Therefore, in that case, he's able to bring the carpet for the Dab. My son, the Dab, he shall be the Yasahu. But Harava, Chuli Abubur, Lechol Chaylev, Lohavi Bubur, the Dab. What do you mean? Rabbi says that it's not true. If a person is a mummer only for one thing, he's not necessarily a mummer for the other thing, and therefore he's not a mummer for dam. Even if you hold that the drush is out to mummer, he should still be able to bring the carbon where he ate dam, the shaykh.
That's different.
Mumar for Avodah Zara or Chilul Shabbos is different. That's right. Good. Very good. Well, we have a big shiloh, mumar for Shabbos. Let's say he's a mumar for Yom Kippurim. Shabbos Shabbos, but Rashi says in Chulin, what's the reason why he's a mumar for Shabbos? Mumar l'chalul Shabbos, he's a mumar l'chalat Torah. The reason is because he's kaifer by some voracious. But let's say he's a mumar for Yom Kippur.
Nothing to do with
by some voracious. That's different. That's a dinim. Elahacha be'aycha be'veila l'teyavin. And he's chalach lo b'shuban. He's an aycha be'veila. Not because he's a malicious person. He's not a lahach. It's a baltaifa.
You can't resist.
Can't resist. He's a baltaifa. That's all he is. He's not, there's nothing malicious about him. He holds himself to be a tzaddik. Yeah, that's about, it's about time for you. He can't relive, resist the taste of the Nebel. Umar Saba, Ladan, Mia, Shav, again, Avalahacha, Ba'echa Nebela, Latayavin, Nizchal, Labashuma. And, he made a mistake. He thought that he was eating Shuman. And it turned out that he wasn't a veiler. The Yachla. Kamifniki. Mar Savar. Kevin the Dutayavid Achiel. The Mazid. Since Saib Kal Saib, he eats it, the Mazid. The Mazid, Mummer. He is a Mummer. And therefore, he's not going to be able to bring the carbon for that. Ubar Savar. Kevin the Ilu Ashkach, the Hetera, Loachli Surah. Since, if he would find Basar Heter, why does he eat it? Because he said he wouldn't know how to do it. But he is the type that says that he wants to eat it. You got to help me. You give him some Basar Heter. He'll eat that. He doesn't, he's not hung up dafka on eating it because it's Mabele. He goes to a ballpark and he sees the hot dogs that everybody eating with the juice coming out, with the relish, with the mustard. And everybody's there. So he can't resist it. Adarab, you go ahead and you give him a glad cutter. He'd be very happy. He's not the doing it Avera, He sees, looks around him, and everybody sees about the seating. Stop Tafka Nate. He wants to be it also. He can't resist it. He's not a bummer. Cut it up and down. Achav chaylev, sehu bomber, vesehu bomber, achal avelis, shnotrefis, shkotsim aramatsim, vishotsim yayin nesach. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, rafa loimish kilayim. Now, that's what we say in the Braisa. What do we mean? Omar bar, achav chaylev, sehu bomber. What do we mean? What did we just say in the Braisa? Omar bar, achav chaylev, sehu bomber. Eme sehu bomber, what's a bomber? What am I talking about? What is this telling us over here? You're telling me what is a mumar? That's a mumar. Now what? What's a mumar? Continue here in the Bryce. No. Yes, I said that. Yeah. Achal chaylin l'teyavin. Harese a bummer. La'achis harese a stuki. What we're being mechalik is that he's not a bummer. We're saying he could be a bummer if he ate it l'teyavin. But if he ate it la'achis, he has a din of a min. A stuki, our gear says. A stuki. He has a din like an oven of a zara. They sell bummer and makes an afkamina. But that's bringing carbon. Let's say he would go and he would do a shchita. He would do a shchita. It could be an avela if he's a bummer. On the other hand, let's say he's a min. Could be usher bahada. Because over there, has a din of takrubisato. And therefore, it's even usher bahada. It's a din like an oven of a deserve. They sell bummer. What is the case of a bummer? The mistaba tztuki. How do you know whether where he's a mummer, but you assume he has din of stukah, his shechita is going to be even usher bahana. Aviyamer echad of veilo treifa shkatzim or abasim b'shasa yayinesach. Let's say he eats something which is absolutely repulsive. Why would a person eat shkatzim or abasim? It must be because he's doing it la'achas. He's certainly not doing it because he loves shkatzim or abasim. And therefore, that person, the stamp of that person is certainly going to have a din of a stuki or a min. Now, what about shasi ayinesa? That already is different. That's going to be hard. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Iber, Afa Leibish Kilayim. That was what we said in the Brisa. Kilayim the Rabbanan. Let's say it's not Kilayim the Raisa. It's Kilayim the Rabbanan. Our summer be the Raisa. Havi Bomer. The Ravioli is Iber and the Rabbanan lo Havi Bomer. Umar summer Kilayim. Came in the Mepharsa Misure. Afilu be the Rabbanan Havi Bomer. Kilayim, even since it's Mepharsa, it's never Mepharsa. Then, he's gonna have a din of a mummer. Even if it's only gonna be a Rabbanan. Rashi over here comes and tells us, Rabbi Yaisi Sama, even if it's Kilayim, the Rabbanan Havi Mummer. Rashi tells us, like what? The Haida Waishua Tava even Nuz. Dachi Mepharshi Rabbanan Shatnas. The word Shatnas is a contraction. Meshua Tava even Nuz, Kiri Amidim Bam Tsechas Nidah. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were geyser. Let's say you don't have all three of them. This is the Rashi learns. Rashi and Taisus and Yevamis. Right. Rabbanan geyser, baser, bechad vidayim. Even with one of them, shua, shabadat, mitzkiachas. One of the things, even not all three of them together, the way Rashi says. The Yosa Achav, they had tavoi shenit v'kiachas, it was maybe spun together, but it wasn't woven together. The take taka b'shteit kifis is nuz she'ara gafi l'chutecha was it over there. If lemaisa it happens to be the kulo asar, I mean, Rabbanan, if it's a davar b'forsim that he totally disregards, then that already it's enough for him to have a din of a mober also. And like pligi by Rav Acham, Ravina Chad Amar leteyavin mober lahachas tuki, Chad Amar lahachas nami mober, and one holds even if it's lahachas, he's not more than a mumber. He's not going to be more chomer than a mumber, even if he's doing it lahachas, according to this. Ella, so then what is it stuki? Ella, he's out stuki. So then what's going to have a stuki or a min? If you tell me, even a boomer, who's a boomer lahachis, does not have a din of a min, a guy. So what is a case of stuki? Saif. In order to have a din of a guy, that his shechit is going to be even osir bahana. He's going to have to be an Eved of Anasara. Even a boomer lahachis, according to this Rabba, he's not going to have a din of an Eved of Anasara. That means you also paru shechut, a yitu shechut. I raise a bomber. Why? Vahacha, the lahachis of a kakarile bomber. You're calling him a bomber. Don't you have a riot from here? If he's doing it lahachis, you're calling him a bomber? It wouldn't be a riot from there. Why is he doing it? Because he's curious. Curiosity killed the cat. But it doesn't mean that if he's a habitual person that went and he eats it always in derech klal, he goes and he eats a paru shechad, he eats a worm or something like that. And that, something, a case like that, doesn't mean that he doesn't that, he's always going to have a din of a mummer only. But over here he will have a din of a mummer, you know, not all that terrible. The reason why he's doing this is of curiosity, he wants to know what it tastes like. What's everybody gotten so excited about? When they go ahead, they eat a chocolate-covered,
Grasshopper.
What? Grasshopper, I meant. Yeah, chocolate-covered grasshopper.
Where did this list come from?
Which list?
Of that which makes a moon. What about all the other experiments? Why is it only
No, that's already told you. The Gemara is over here. The Gemara is a kulin, because it's all based on the sukkim and what it takes. And you just said the same thing. That's one of the reasons that I just went through it so quickly, because my Shadissa just said it. The Dachavok. The Navay Nisara. What? That's a different thing. Because then he's, that's not a kaifer. That's not a mummer. Mummer, we're talking about a person who can be a mummer l'tayavid, he can be a mummer l'haches, and otherwise he can be a tznuki, he'll be a min. That case is a min, different thing. He can be a tznuki. He's an Eved Avodah Zarah. But that's a different category. An Eved Avodah Zarah, a Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesya, is a different category than any of these things that we discussed, that we brought over here. Yeah, but that's only the term. We're not talking about it. Tzuki. That might not even be the Girsa here. I always said Tzuki because that's the Girsa. The every other Girsa, the whole thing is a min. But when you say Ivan Abedazar, he means a min over here. We're not talking about Sonic and Bisus over here. We're not talking about that. No. Yeah. Yes. We have different limudim that we have from Abba Arvid. That's not coming in, including that the other ones, like a Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah. These are all different drushes that we have. Devak Rishon Te'eva is a different completely. That says whatever chatos. No, the whatever chatos a person brings, let's say he made a mistake. He ate a Yom Kippur. Shogeg, of course. And he's bringing a chatos. Maybe he's bringing, and he didn't do tshuva. He brought a chatos, he wants to do the right thing. He didn't do tshuva. It's Devak Rishayim Te'eva. Devak Rishayim Te'eva says that whatever reason that he's bringing a chatos, there has to be tshuva to go along with it. Otherwise, it's a puzzle of carbon. Tosfos in Chulin does come and bring this the involvement of Zevach Rishayim Te'eva. There's Tosfos in Chulin and Daf Hei, and he comes to how to Barvardis how it's able to be reconciled with the din of Zevach Rishayim Te'eva. No, Tosfos, if you take a look at Chulin, Tosfos does bring the Zevach Rishayim Te'eva, but that is a different din though. Let's talk about who's qualified. It tells you that even if he is qualified, but if he didn't do tshuva, then he didn't do tshuva, then it's a possible chatos anyway. That's a din of chatos, that he can't, if he didn't do tshuva, then he's not a Russia. A Russia is going to be a Russia is a person who can't bring a carbon if he didn't do the tshuva properly. Yeah. We had it in Sanhedrin, when we had it, the didn't have a Mashiach Te'eva, the Gabi Yerani Dachas. Those people that they wouldn't be able to bring it. Yeah. But it does bring it a chul. On Taisa Daf Hei, when it brings the sugya, after how it relates to Zevach Rishayim also. Hey, man, Zehu Nasi, Zeh Melech, Tan Rabban Nasi, Yachal Nasi Shevet. Kedach Shemet Abin Adav. All these dinim that we had. That's the drush where we learn it out from. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. What about me? Am I included in this parasha of Nasi? Did I need? Do I bring a Sawyer?
So it's not only a
Miller. Mao, Messiah, Abalei, Haray, Saraska, Mabavel. No, don't qualify for that. You are not. You don't have a din of a Miller. There's somebody who's in a higher frame, a higher position of power than you are. Yeah, but you're Hatzaraska Bavavel. You have somebody else, the Reshkalusa Bavel. Eisve, what do you mean? Malchi Yisrael, we do have the following, though. Malchei Yisrael or Malchei Meistavid, they are kings. Both of them. Legitimately. Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Meistavid are equally powerful. They each one brings a sawyer. Amalei Hasab Lo, Kaifi Ahadani, yeah. Over there, the reason is because one is not subservient to the other. Not you, Rebbe. Because the person above El is more powerful than you are. Ach Adot Kaifinat Mahula Ditu. The Siyam and Eretz Israel are subordinate.
In what?
They have to pay attention, they're more powerful than they are. Rav Safra Baisa Masni Hachi. Bamine, he learned the exchange that we just said the following way. Bamine Rebbe Be Rav Chia. Kedani, Rebbe is Kedani Mahabesayer. Amarle, Hosab Shavit, Achabachaikik. Remember we had Sanhedrin? The ones that are more powerful, they had Hosab Shavit. Over here you're a Malamed Torah. Over there, your power of giving Oichim. The Tadil Asa Shevet Yehuda Zer Reish Goylish of Abavel. Shereides Yisrael B'makel. He is powerful that he was that he rules over Yisrael even with punitive action. M'chaykek B'beid Raglav. This all thing we had to remember the Gemara of Sanhedrin in the beginning. M'chaykek B'beid Raglav Eilu B'nei Badav Shel Hillel. Shemalav B'tayber L'Yisrael B'rabim. They went to the Nesiyim, and the Nesiyim, their job was to be Malabit Torah to Israel. That thing, man, that wasn't a rulership. That was not a rulership. That wasn't a power that they had to go and give Eichim. And therefore, over there, no matter what, even. But one thing you do see, the Chayram here. What about the people of the Mishkalusa? Over there, it's Rashma that he would be able to bring the sawyer.
Where?
If there was a Reis HaMikdash, of course, I mean, but let's say there was a Reis HaMikdash, there wasn't a Reis HaMikdash, but if there was a Reis HaMikdash, and there would not have been that equal of the people of Bechaikik and Shevet, Rebbe would have brought a carbon. Had he not been subordinate to the Reish Galusa and Bavel, and remember, wasn't a formal melech. He had a bit of a nasi. But Avo became. He did, if he would have had the power of a melech, he would not have been subordinate. He would have brought a sawyer. I mean, the Reish Galusa that we have here, of course, I mean, Metach, they would be Kabbadis. The Mashmah, the Reish Galusa, he would. Lost the Shevet, the Yehuda, the Shevet, who is that powerful, he would be. That's the din of a Melech, not a Nasi. Not Nasi Yisrael, it's not going to be known. From Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said, would not be going, he doesn't have a din of a Melech. But Abba became, he would be able to do it if Lamaisa, he would have the power of a melech. If he would have a din of a shevet, he'd be able to do it.
And that's
why
the pasuk doesn't say
melech. In fact, it says nasi. Nasi, yeah, it says asher nasi yechta. Asher nasi calls him a nasi. If it's not the nasi, shevet. Right. Nishayel Hashem Elo comes. He has to be the one who has rulership. He has to have dominance. If Lamaisa is not, if he's dominant, then he'll have that din. If he's dominant, so I'll have the din of bringing the sawyer. A regular Nasi of a Shevet, or even a Nasi Yisrael, is not going to be able to do it. They sell Shiach. What's the kind of Mashiach? Mashiach B'Shemet Av Mishcha. Lo, Baruba Begadim. Ain't Be Kind of Mashiach B'Shemet Av Mishcha, Lo, Baruba Begadim. El Parabal Kalab Mitzvahs. The Ain't Be Kind of Mashamesh. L'kayin she'avar, al'apar yom ha'kippurim, b'asir esu'efa, all the things that we've been saying all along. Zev is zeh shavim ba'avad is kayin yom ha'kippurim. They're all, both the same. whether he's a Moshuach or whether he's a Merubah Begadim, they both do the Aveda of Yom Kippur the same way. Ubituvin al Absula, they all have the command of marrying Dafke Absula Miyasurin al Abana, the Anabitabi Bekraveyem, the Kayin Gadol, is also to be Batami to him and any of his craven, his father, his mother, any of the people that a Kayin is allowed to be Batami to. It does not include Kayin Gadol. And the Leiparbin of Asir and Haritzeah. Param Priya Prima, we'll see what that is. I mean, what the deed of Priya Prima are. And they also have the Kayin to be Mamzer Haritzeah. Versus an Ari Miklat. And the Kayin Gadol, who is a Merubah Begadim, dies. Goes out. So that's the din that we have here. All right, we'll have to be mentioned.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.